Mayor Paul Lefebvre has issued a written statement to explain the joint letter to Premier Doug Ford he signed alongside 12 other Ontario mayors, of whom he was the only from Northern Ontario. The letter, drafted per Ford's invitation, requests more municipal power from the province in dealing with homeless encampments, including the province enacting the notwithstanding clause. The notwithstanding clause prevents a court from declaring that legislation is of no force or effect when it's inconsistent with the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. This is relevant when it comes to encampments because of a case in Kitchener-Waterloo last year, in which Justice M.J. Valente determined that clearing encampments without sufficient shelter spaces would infringe on the constitutional rights of those living there. The mayor's letter seeks to nullify this ruling via the notwithstanding clause. This year has seen encampments grow to record levels in Greater Sudbury and not enough accommodations available to house everyone. In addition to Greater Sudbury, signatories include mayors from Barrie, Brampton, Brantford, Cambridge, Oakville, Oshawa, Pickering, St. Catharines, Guelph, Chatham-Kent, Clarington and Windsor. In his statement, Lefebvre said he does not take invoking the notwithstanding clause lightly. However, the realities playing out across Ontario demand swift and decisive action, requiring the full spectrum of tools available to address it effectively and compassionately, he wrote. Sudbury.com sought an interview with Lefebvre on Thursday afternoon, but his office's representative, Ken Bonder, responded by indicating that he was unavailable and that he'd follow up with the mayor on Friday. Late Friday afternoon, Bonder sent a written statement on Lefebvre's behalf. A phone interview request was reiterated by Sudbury.com upon receiving the written statement. Bonder responded by indicating the mayor was traveling and was not available for a phone interview. Sudbury.com will continue to seek clarity on why Lefebvre is asking the province to invoke the notwithstanding clause, and will publish the results in future coverage. The key points of advocacy within the 10 mayors' open letter include asking the province to become an intervener on any court case that restricts the ability of municipalities to regulate and prohibit encampments, in that courts should not be dictating homelessness policy. Strengthen the existing system of mandatory community-based and residential mental health care and expand service to treat those who have severe and debilitating addictions. Implement a drug and diversion court system throughout the province and ensure the necessary resources to allow a meaningful focus on rehabilitation as opposed to incarceration. Amend the Trespass to Property Act to include a separate provision for repetitive acts of trespass, the penalty for which should include a period of incarceration. Enact legislation providing clear guidance regarding the open and public use of drugs being prohibited in the same manner as the open consumption of alcohol. A full text of the letter to Ford is available by clicking here. An earlier draft of the letter Sudbury.com previously reported on had 10 mayoral signatories. Mayor Paul Lefebvre's full statement on the joint letter to Premier Ford. As mayor of Greater Sudbury, I recognize the profound struggles that individuals facing homelessness, mental health challenges, and addiction endure every day. These are not issues that can be solved easily, nor can they be ignored. I have heard from countless families who feel powerless, grappling with the heart-wrenching reality of watching their loved ones struggle with severe mental health challenges and debilitating addictions. The current system is not equipped to address the growing need for comprehensive treatment options, especially for those facing severe and chronic addiction who are refusing intervention. We need to ensure that people struggling with mental illness and addiction access the support they need when they need it. The data surrounding the opioid crisis locally demonstrates a worsening situation, and people are continuing to die at an alarming rate. There must be a way to get individuals into supportive treatment and rehabilitation programs, even if involuntarily, when their safety and well-being are at risk. This is a human crisis that requires urgent action and a key issue that the healthcare system needs to address. In joining my colleagues in sending this letter, I recognize the gravity of invoking measures like the notwithstanding clause, a step we do not take lightly. However, the realities playing out across Ontario demand swift and decisive action, requiring the full spectrum of tools available to address it effectively and compassionately. This is about protecting the lives of those who are vulnerable and ensuring their safety and dignity. Expanding these critical services will not only relieve pressure on families who are left without options, but also reduce the strain on our emergency response systems, hospitals, policing, and judicial systems. We need a proactive approach that focuses on rehabilitation, care, and long-term recovery. Here in Greater Sudbury, we have made meaningful progress. Through dedicated efforts to support those willing to accept intervention, we have been able to provide supportive transitional housing for individuals in need and provide critical wraparound services. This includes access to mental health care, addiction services, and other essential resources that help people rebuild their lives. We have shown that though these issues are complex, with the right partnerships and resources, real change is possible. We cannot abandon those individuals who have refused intervention until now. I stand in solidarity with my fellow mayors across Ontario in urging the provincial government to take decisive action on the critical issues of mental health, addiction, and homelessness, issues that affect the safety and well-being of our entire community.